This chazar is being done lezechenish mas habacher yecheskel shraga al v'shalom ben rabbam Yehuda. Sechtes brachas daf dalad. David HaMelech refers to himself in the pasuk as a chassid. The machlik is between Levi and Rav Yitzchak why he does so. One says it's because he woke up at chatzais, whereas all the other kings would wake up in the third hour of the day. The other says it's because all other kings have people waiting on them, whereas David himself was always busy having his hands full of blood, paskening shilas of Nida and Ladis. Moreover, he would humble himself to Mephibosheth, his Rebbe, by always asking whether or not he paskened correctly. In this chus of that humility, he had a great son named Kilav, who then would be able to embarrass even Mephibosheth with his tremendous knowledge of halacha. How can it be that David refers to himself as a chassid when we find in another pasuk, the drasha of another pasuk, teaches that David was unsure himself about whether or not he was considered to be a tzaddik and would receive reward? The Gemara says he was afraid that possibly he had done some chet that had reduced him from the status of chassid to maybe not even being able to get the reward. We find the same concept with Yaakov Avinu, when even though he had a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he would be watched, but later on he was afraid that maybe Shema Yigram HaChet. And we find the same concept with Klal Yisrael, who should have gone into Eretz Yisrael the second time with Ezra with the same level of Nisim as the first time they went with Yahushua, but they did not because of Yigram HaChet. The Chachamim in the Mishnah said that Kriya Shema can be read until Chatzos. The question is, if they hold Rabbi Eliezer that Beshach Becha means the time that people go to sleep, then they should only also allow it at Soif HaShmur HaRishayna. If they hold like Rabbi Gamliel that Beshach Becha means as long as people are sleeping, then they should be able, then they should allow the reading of Kriya Shema all the way until Alois. Why is it that they only allow till Chatzos? The Gemara says that in truth they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that Beshach Becha means as long as people are sleeping, but they make a siyag at Chatzos so that people not risk missing the time to say Shema. Instead of someone first going home after work and eating and drinking and maybe taking a nap and then possibly missing the Zman Kriya Shema, they therefore instituted that on the way home from work, someone stops off at the shul, at the Beis Medrash, learns something, daven, says Kriya Shema and davens, and then goes home and eats and drinks and goes to sleep. This is how the Shitas Chachamim is explained in a Braisa. The fact that the order of the Braisa says that when someone comes home from work, he goes to shul and learns and then says Kriya Shema and davens, we see that even at night, by Ma'ariv, we're supposed to be Soymech Geula L'Tfilah by saying first Kriya Shema, then the Bracha of Geula, followed by Shemana Esrei. This is actually the view of Rabbi Yochanan. He is argued on by Rabbi Shub ben Levi. Rabbi Shub ben Levi says that Soymech Geula L'Tfilah is only by Shacharis and not by Ma'ariv. And although we say Hashkiveinu at night after the Goal Yisrael, so how is that being Soymech Geula L'Tfilah according to Rabbi Yochanan? The answer is that since the Chachamim were misakan to say that bracha, it's considered like a Geula Arichta, a bracha Arichta of Geula, in the same way that we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, even though that also is Mafsik Ben Geula L'Tfilah, we see that when the Chachamim are misakan something, it's not considered to be a Hefsik in that way. Rabbi Elazar bar Avina said a member that someone who says Tehillah L'David, someone who says Ashrei three times a day, can be certain that he is a ben oilam haba. He's muftach loyishu ben oilam haba. The Gemara explains the reason is that it has two milas. It has the mila of having every pasuk follow the order of the aleph beis, and for having the pasuk of Paseach Yedecha, in which we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know that all sustenance comes directly from him. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason that Ashrei does not have a pasuk that begins with the letter Nun is because Nun symbolizes Nefila, and we don't want to show Nefila in Ashrei. And although we don't have a pasuk on Nefila, immediately afterwards the next pasuk is Soymech Hashem Lecha Anoiflim, so as to pick those people who did fall to show that we're picking them back up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks them back up. Rabbi Elazar bar Avina has another member where he says that Michoel was greater than Gavriel, and that Michoel could go to a shlichus in one jump, whereas Gavriel would need two jumps. And the Gemara adds that Eliyahu would need four jumps, and a Malach HaMoves needs eight jumps, unless it's a time of Magefa, where the Malach HaMoves then can also do it in one jump. Rabbi Shub ben Levi says, although someone reads Kriya Shema in Shul, it's still a mitzvah to then again read Kriya Shema al Hamita on his bed, and he darshens a pasuk to teach this. Rav Nachman says that a Talmud Chacham who is learning does not have to say Kriya Shema Alamita. However, Abaye adds that even a Talmud Chacham should at least say one pasuk of Rachamim, something like Biyadcha Afked Ruchi, Padisa Oisi Hashem, Kael Emes.